USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dismal jobs report as we head into the long Labor Day weekend. The U.S. economy adding only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. As far as the reason for the dismal report, ADP chief economist Neela Richardson tells CNBC.
It's not that there isn't hiring demand out there, but there are still these lingering issues of COVID concerns and the lack of full-time affordable child care. Never have I spoken.
Gas prices are going up as we head into the Labor Day weekend. The latest AAA national average finds regular at $3.18.4 a gallon, which is the highest Labor Day weekend prices in 7 years. On this date last year, regular was going for $2.32 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The State Department is attempting to reunite several children who were separated from their parents during the chaos of the evacuation flights out of Kabul, Afghanistan.
Some were voluntarily given even to strangers by their Afghan parents, who at any cost wanted their children to live in freedom away from the Taliban. State Department spokesman Ned Price says they're trying to do all they can to reunite the children with their families.
As soon as a minor child is identified as being without any trusted adult, we immediately begin working to reunite these identified minors with their families and with their loved ones.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A British-born member of the so-called terrorist group ISIS Beatles is facing life in prison. He pleaded guilty to terrorism charges, including the murders of four Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Louisiana congressman is enlisting federal aid to help with the fuel shortage affecting the state after Hurricane Ida, which is welcome news to folks like this.
It turned into a nightmare. I mean, no gas is anywhere.
Congressman Garrett Graves says the Department of Energy plans to tap into the nation's strategic petroleum reserve to help boost fuel supplies in Louisiana and other storm-damaged parts of the Gulf Coast. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm approving the congressman's request on Thursday. More than 7 million people are preparing to lose unemployment benefits on Labor Day. The federal programs were designed to keep families afloat during the pandemic. They expire on Monday, putting a stop to the extra $300 a week. This as many employers are struggling to fill open positions. A group of Senate Republicans is pressing the White House for information about who remains in Afghanistan after the U.S. withdrawal. Politico obtaining a letter from 26 Republicans that expresses concern about the safety and well-being of American citizens and allies who were left behind in Afghanistan. The group also cites reports that ineligible individuals, including Afghans with ties to terrorist organizations or serious violent criminals, were evacuated alongside innocent refugee families. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.